This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann. Four corrupt, politically motivated prosecutors. One target, Donald Trump. They say they're upholding the law, but a close examination reveals politics of the very worst kind, meant to influence the 2024 election. Investigations unprecedented in American history, part of a broader attempt to silence and penalize a president who challenged the status quo.
You have four or five different prosecutions in different forum on different highly aggressive theories and applications of the law. On the eve of an election of the President of the United States, can there be any doubt that there's a sentiment of this is get Trump? Get Trump.
These prosecutions against President Trump, both the criminal prosecution along with the civil fraud prosecution, is blatant election interference. It's Democrat lawfare to take out President Trump. They fear that they can't beat Trump on November 5th, 2024, and so they just want to throw him in prison for the rest of his life.
Revealing the depth of four politically motivated prosecutions. Chasing Trump, political prosecutions, justice gone wrong.
Okay, welcome back. Saturday, 13 April, year of our Lord, 2024. We're here on Coup d'etat Saturday. We've already had the, want to thank Dr. Corsi about John F. Kennedy, of course, Jeff Shepard about the, his take on the Nixon coup, which was, remember, it was the federal judiciary, the Justice Department, and the staffs over in Congress, a very different take than some of the other, you know, CIA-oriented coup d'etat books and messages about President Nixon. Mike Davis joins us. Mike, American Greatness, I think Chris Buskirk and the team over there put an incredible film. Tell me a little bit about that before I get into the coup d'etat against Trump. Well, the Chasing Trump, it's what, 30 minutes long? It's going to be released, I think, next week?
Yep, it's released on Monday in 2 days, the same day that Alvin Bragg is starting his unprecedented criminal prosecution against a former president of the United States in New York. So this Chasing Trump is coming out at the exact correct time so the American people can tune in and to see that this is election interference, this is lawfare against President Trump.
You know, Jeff Shepard's got this theory. He was there in the Nixon White House, and he's been the guy that's chronicled this and been the archivist for this. But his two books, it's very compelling of how, you know, the federal judiciary and DOJ and congressional staffs were all held up as heroes at the time, really colluded in what was a essentially the legal apparatus's coup d'etat against Richard Nixon. And the reason I wanted to do coup d'etat Saturday as the opening volley, our opening shot on what's going to happen Monday, my belief that this is a coup d'etat against President Trump that actually started with the FISA situation and all that in the summer before his election, went all the way through his first term. They stole the section election and it's still happening now. Am I too far off base on that now that you've seen what they're doing, having used everything in the world to stop him not being able to? They finally use lawfare the same way they used it against Nixon, sir?
You're spot on, Steve. We've been talking about this for nearly 2 years. This is lawfare, and this started against President Trump before he was elected the first time in 2016. Remember Hillary Clinton's home server with our nation's most classified secrets, her illegal home server was hacked, right? And it was probably hacked by the Russians. And it certainly showed evidence of the Clinton Foundation's pay-for-play, their dirty tricks when she was Secretary of State to profit and make tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars for the Clinton Foundation. And what did how did the Obama Justice Department, how did Hillary Clinton, the Clinton campaign, and the Obama Justice Department respond, knowing that this was hacked, knowing that it could come out before the 2016 election? You had them making up the Russian collusion hoax against President Trump. So if this hacked server came out before 2016, they could blame it on a Trump campaign dirty trick, right? And so that's where they came up with the Russian collusion hoax. And that Russian collusion hoax was driven by Obama, Biden, Hillary, Clapper, the people in the top levels of the Obama administration. And then they did the same thing in 2020 with Hunter Biden's laptop, his laptop from hell that showed the Biden's family corruption. And, you know, it was almost certainly hacked. What happened before the 2020 campaign? You had the 51 former intel officials say that it had the hallmarks of a Russian, you know, a Russian disinformation campaign. So if that laptop from hell came out, the New York Post tried to report it and they were censored. The oldest newspaper in America was censored. Old Twitter and the rest of big tech censored the story in 2020 so it couldn't get out. And then in 2024, they have politicized and weaponized our law enforcement and intel agencies to get Trump with these four unprecedented criminal indictments. The civil fraud indictment, the defamation lawsuits. I mean, this is all-out lawfare, and Biden has his hand on every single one of these criminal indictments.
Okay, this is exactly what I want to get to, and this is why we're doing Coup d'etat Saturday, because Shepard's take on Nixon, I think, is much more informed than some of the others about the coup d'etat, and it 100% focuses on the federal judiciary. Was it Judge Sirica and these people that are held up as like role models? We find out from his archivist work of how they were sharing documents, having meetings, actually had a whiteboard up there about how they had to take him down. The DOJ was infested with this. They were obsessed with Nixon to take him down. That was during the Vietnam War. You had kind of a new breed of leftists going in there. But when I read the books and when I talk to Jeff Shepard and we have him on the show, it is almost chilling to me how close it is today that still not be reporting. Is it too big a jump to say that the basic architecture of how not the CIA and not the FBI, although they could be very involved, but the federal judiciary, the actual the legal apparatus of our country from top to bottom could actually pull off a coup? And are you seeing that really in the outlines of what's happening against President Trump?
There's no question that that's what they're trying to do. These Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges and these other Democrat lawyers and operatives and these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta fear that the American people are going to put President Trump back into the White House after November 5th, 2024. So they just want to eliminate Trump. They want to bankrupt him. They want to disqualify him from the ballot. They want to throw him in prison for the rest of his life. And again, Biden has his hands on all four of these criminal indictments with Jack Smith's two indictments, one down in Mar-a-Lago for presidential records that Trump is allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act and the Office of Former President that Congress funds and protects with Secret Service protection 24/7, 365. It was Jonathan Sue, Biden's deputy White House counsel, who on behalf of President Biden waived Trump's claim of constitutional executive privilege going back 250 years to George Washington, which led to the unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful home raid on President Trump for presidential records he's allowed to have. They went to Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, a Democrat judge down in Florida, who had just recused from President Trump's civil lawsuit against Hillary Clinton 6 weeks prior, prior to the Mar-a-Lago raid, because this Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart put up Facebook post trashing Trump, right? And so there's Biden's fingerprints on two of the indictments, two of Jack Smith's indictments right there. You had Matthew Colangelo get deployed from the Biden Justice Department to George Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office to bring the first indictment ever against a former president based upon a bogus legal theory that they're essentially taking, at best, bookkeeping misdemeanors that are time barred. And I don't even think that there are bookkeeping misdemeanors, but at best, these are bookkeeping misdemeanors that are time barred from 2017. Somehow what Trump did in 2017 was election interference in 2016, and they brought this bogus legal theory to indict President Trump, with the trial starting in 2 days with 34 felony indictments that Matthew Colangelo drove after Alvin Bragg, the prior Manhattan DA, the U.S. attorney, and the Federal Election Commission declined to bring these charges. And then you had Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's boyfriend down in Georgia on this January 6th case, where Nathan Wade billed his time 16 hours for two meetings with the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel, before Fannie Willis brought her unprecedented bogus indictment against President Trump for January 6th.
And Colangelo is also, he's an Eric Holder guy. I mean, this goes all the way back to Obama. This shows you the kind of collusion they're working together. Colangelo is a guy they've had in there over the Civil Rights Division and other places for years and years and years. Barry, this is why you need a purge of the Department of Justice, because you have these type of guys over there. I mean, Colangelo goes back to the Eric Holder and I think Obama Justice Department, does he not?
Absolutely. Colangelo worked for Tom Perez, who was the head of Obama's Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department. Colangelo went to work for Tom Perez when Tom Perez was Obama's labor secretary. And then when Tom Perez went to be Obama's DNC chairman, Matthew Colangelo went to the Biden White House, and he was a senior labor advisor for Obama in the Obama Biden White House. And so, yeah, he is certainly one of these Obama operatives, because as we know, Bannon, it is Obama who's running the show for the Biden administration, including this lawfare against Trump.
We got a couple of minutes. I know you got to bounce, but I want to go through what you're going to be doing our coverage next week. If this thing does start on Monday, and it looks like it is, just give us some guidance. What do you expect to happen in the first couple of days?
Well, you have to do jury selection, because this is a felony trial, an unprecedented felony trial against a former president, first time ever, based upon this bogus legal theory. So you're going to have jury selection. And I think this judge, this Manhattan Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, is not going to give President Trump a fair trial. He has proven that. This Juan Merchan donated to Biden against Trump in 2020. He donated to another anti-Trump organization in 2020. And what Judge Juan Merchan's adult daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a Democrat campaign consultant who has worked for Biden and Harris and many other Democrats, and she has a direct financial interest in this trial. She is fundraising off of her father's criminal prosecution of President Trump. She's getting money off of this. She owns this company this political consulting company that is making money off this trial. Judge Merchan absolutely should have recused. He refused to recuse in response to President Trump's motion to recuse. Of course, the Democrat-controlled New York appellate courts just turned a blind eye to this. And when President Trump raised this evidence of this Judge Juan Merchan's clear judicial bias from his adult daughter's financial stake in Judge Merchan's criminal prosecution of Trump, how did Judge Merchan respond? He put an illegal, unconstitutional gag order on President Trump, where President Trump cannot speak out about this evidence of this bias.
I want to talk about the unconstitutionality. It turns out you can spend a few more minutes with us on the other side. I realize you're extremely busy. We're doing coup d'etat Saturday because I wanted to connect some dots between John F. Kennedy assassination, the removal of President Nixon during Watergate, and the relentless hunting of President Trump by the entire apparatus, every aspect of it. What hit Kennedy was one aspect. What hit Nixon was the other. They're coming at Trump from every different angle to make sure that they have essentially removed him from office. They have no intention, zero intention, of letting him take the Oval Office back in January of this of 2025 after a massive victory this November. Remember that. They have zero intention of allowing this to happen. On Monday in New York, in Manhattan, we'll see the kickoff of the applied aspects of the lawfare. Short commercial break. Mike Davis on the other side. 'Cause we're taking down the CCP. Spread the word all through Hong Kong. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Hey, Mike, I know you got to bounce, so I just want to spend a couple of minutes with you before you take off. For people that are not lawyers, this is almost like a Kafkaesque nightmare. We can't really believe this is happening. It's so overwhelming, and I think the American people are waking up to this, that they've turned the entire apparatus on to President Trump to destroy him, and particularly destroy him before the November election. But you were just going through this litany of why this is unconstitutional, this thing's unfair, the gag order is unfair, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional. If that's the case, why can't President Trump get any relief now? Why are we actually starting this trial? The gag orders are unconstitutional. If it's obviously unfair, as you make out this very compelling case, what relief does President Trump have? I mean, do we have to go through that entire trial and then do that on appeal? Or isn't there any mechanism to keep the American people from this nightmare?
If we actually had a judiciary that was fair and independent, non-political, as opposed to a judiciary that has been politicized and weaponized against its political enemies, like that judiciary is politicized and weaponized in New York, D.C., and Atlanta, and many other Democrat hellholes across America, there's no question that an appellate court would step in when the trial judge over an unprecedented criminal prosecution of anyone, let alone a former president who happens to be the leading presidential candidate, is going to preside over a trial starting in 2 days where this Democrat judge is clearly biased. Judge Juan Merchan, this Manhattan judge, is clearly biased. He donated to Biden against Trump in 2020. He donated to another anti-Trump group in 2020. His daughter, Lauren Merchan, adult daughter, as Julie Kelly says, she's not some five-year-old who Trump's picking on. She's an adult daughter who runs a Democrat consulting company. Her clients have included Biden and Harris and many other Democrats, and she is making money. She has a direct financial stake in her father, Judge Juan Merchan's criminal trial over President Trump. She's fundraising off of it. She's the owner of the company. This money is going to her and into her pocket. This judge should clearly recuse. He's clearly biased under any law, particularly New York's law. He's clearly biased. He should recuse. When Trump raises this evidence of his clear bias from his daughter's financial stake in this criminal trial, how does the judge respond? He puts an unconstitutional gag order on Trump. If there's anyone in America who must have the constitutional right to speak out against the judge, the prosecutor, their staffs, the witnesses, the process, their biases, it is a criminal defendant going through a criminal trial, and
if you watch MSNBC, I'm just trying to play. If you watch MSNBC and you watch CNN, because I do want to present the other side so you can respond to it. 24/7, they have experts, and I'm seeing best law schools in the country. Guys are senior prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office, senior people at DOJ, under former deputy attorney generals. All this. And they're saying the exact opposite. They're saying there's never been anyone like Trump that's taken the edge as a defendant And if he doesn't gag him, in fact, they're saying if Trump acts up in the first couple of days, even in jury selection, that they're saying Marchand has full right to actually put him in jail. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, they might have a problem with his 24/7, 365 Secret Service detail if they try to put him in jail, because they are statutorily mandated to protect him. So that's number one. But think about this. You're going to put a criminal defendant in prison who happens to be a former president, who happens to be the leading presidential candidate because he's trying to exercise his constitutional rights under the 6th, 1st, and 14th Amendments to speak out against an unjust criminal prosecution. Think about the precedent that sets where Trump is a billionaire former and likely future president. What they're doing to him is it's totally un-American, but he has the resources to fight this. Think about other criminal defendants who aren't billionaires, who aren't former presidents, who aren't likely future presidents, who do not have the resources, who do not have the soapbox like Trump does. This is very dangerous what these Democrats, attorneys and judges and prosecutors and other pundits are doing here, because they are turning our Constitution from a shield that we use to protect us from the government to a sword that the government uses to come after us. And think about it this way. A gag order, you put a gag order in place during a criminal prosecution to protect the criminal defendant, because the criminal defendant's constitutional due process rights trump someone's First Amendment rights in a very limited circumstance. You do not gag a criminal defendant. If the criminal defendant is threatening the judge or the prosecutor or the witnesses of their families, you can charge him with obstruction of justice. You can charge him with witness tampering. But to put this overbroad, vague prior restraint on his President Trump's constitutional rights under the 1st, 6th, and 14th Amendments to speak out during his criminal trial is clearly a violation of the Constitution. It's un-American. It's what you would do in third world Marxist hellholes like North Korea and now New York, D.C., and Atlanta.
I just want to make one final connective tissue here before you leave. This is about Colangelo and this and what we're going to see next week or what they're actually trying it for. Cy Vance Jr., who is a never-Trumper, Trump hater, and had that other DA who hated Trump more than anything else. These guys categorically said this case is a non-starter. It's a zombie case. It was Colangelo, the White House, and DOJ that went and resuscitated this thing. As people are going to see, the substance of the case is a joke. We're saying, what are we wasting our time for? Was it not Mike Davis that Cy Vance Jr. and that other DA who wrote the book both said this thing is dead on arrival? It's a joke. It'll never go. We'll be laughed out of court if we try to do this. And it was Colangelo, the White House, and DOJ as part of a coup d'etat that actually said, no, we'll somehow we're rejuvenated in these phony charges. Was it not someone above what was happening actually in the Manhattan DA's office of Bragg?
This is no question a criminal conspiracy by Biden, his staff, these Democrat prosecutors, including, on the civil fraud case, Tish James in New York, Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, many others. This is a criminal conspiracy by these many different Democrat operatives, including the lawyers, including the judges, to violate President Trump's civil rights. This is lawfare. This is election interference. And there must be consequences for this when President Trump is back in office after January 20th, 2025. There must be a criminal investigation. There must be a criminal probe. There must be, when the evidence lines up, there must be criminal prosecutions, because this is unacceptable what these Democrat prosecutors, these operatives, these judges have done. They have crossed the Rubicon with this lawfare and election interference against President Trump.
Mike, over the weekend, where do people get you? You'll be here with us on, you'll actually be on scene commander in New York City on Monday with Real America's Voice and War Room. Where do people get you in the interim?
Article3project.org, article number 3project.org. You can donate there at Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth, and at MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA for my personal. And thank you, Steve, and thank you for your coverage of this for nearly 2 years.
No, it's because of you. I mean, you're the guy, when we met you and could understand what's going on, you're the guy that really explained lawfare, that brought one to President Trump and to the rest of the nation. This is why it's so powerful. The film is Chasing Trump. We're going to make sure it's getting a wide showing on Monday. Mike Davis, go back to work, sir. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was Davis that really, the lawfare had been out there as a concept, but it really hadn't hit home, and now it has. Philip Patrick's going to join us in a second. I want to make sure we've led you now to the current spot and what's going to happen on Monday. But don't, go back, get these books, study Kennedy, study Nixon. The apparatus they want to have in there, they want to have at the helm who they want to have at the helm. And the reason is, and particularly with President Trump, you've now forced your way into the room. President Trump's put you at the head of the table, not in the room, not in the deal. This is why they hate him. This is why they're trying to destroy him. What's happening on Monday is unbelievable for our country. It's a total smear on our country, our beloved republic. But we're going to have to power through it. The way we power through it is the way we've powered through everything else. And you're going to have to put your shoulder to the wheel on this. How do we get that power? Number one, don't forget to get a big pot of coffee. You're going to need many pots of coffee starting on Monday. I'm not trying to paint too pretty a picture. It's going to be rough. President Trump, we can win this, not simply in the court of law, but in the court of public opinion by going to the sticks every day. We're going to be there to make sure that that message gets amplified. But our coffee, Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/Rome. You get the discount. Josh Pettis said the other day, the mild roast and the medium roast are fantastic. He's a big fan. He says he actually gets more caffeine hit out of the medium roast. I'm a dark roast fan. Make sure you go. But Joe, check it out. You go to the website. They got all types of alternatives. Warpath.coffee/war room is the discount. Warpath.coffee. Go check it out. Also, we've gotten tremendous feedback on the energy boost. SacredHumanHealth.com. Go check out grass-fed beef liver. It's the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man. Just look at the feedback you're getting from your fellow compatriots on the War Room. That's what's really making me feel so great about this, how people just loving the product, ordering the product, using the product, sharing the product, etc. So go check it out today. Okay, we're going to finish with times of turbulence. How do you protect yourself financially? We're going to get into all that, the macroeconomics, the geopolitics of the issue of gold, and really what drives that in this time of turbulence. If you think we've been in turbulence, when we start this trial on Monday, it's all bets off. We are totally in uncharted territory. Uncharted territory. The railhead of this, as I said, I think it goes beyond 1963, but that was the modern version. Starting with Jack Kennedy, Richard Nixon, now Donald John Trump. Coup d'etat. Short break. Back with Philip Patrick in a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome back. So in doing this, and I really want to thank Real America's Voice, the team over there, in particular the guys in Denver, the men and women in Denver that help us do the show, my own production team here, and Rob Sig, Parker Sig, all of it. I did this for a reason. This whole situation of coups about the administrative state and the deep state, starting with Kennedy, going to Nixon, finishing with the great Mike Davis on President Trump and actually teeing up, because the trial of the century is going to start next week and we have to be prepared for that. But I want to finish. I want to bring it into current times, into impacting your life just more than the politics, which is obviously all consuming now. And that's, we've asked Philip Patrick at Birch Gold to join us. And look, Philip, every couple of days, you know, gold hits a new high, but the inner, and I realize we could go back, you know, 30 years and add inflation. It's not quite at that high. Still probably got another 20 or 30% to go, but it's hitting highs in these dollars every day. And I keep telling people, hey, in times of turbulence, gold has always been a hedge for 8,000 years of man's recorded history. However, we're, and this is what, since 1963, if you really look at it, the although we've had huge periods of stability, it's been very turbulent, and it seems like that's picking up, accelerating at an accelerating rate. In that context, how does one think of gold as a hedge against that turbulence? I want the audience to understand the framework of how a professional like you that lives in the gold market thinks about it, sir.
Look, I think we're living it today, and we're seeing it playing out in front of us. If we talk about turbulence, I don't think we've seen turbulence at the scale that we have under this administration, from, you know, wars in the Middle East and in the east of Europe. We have turbulence domestically with the economy. We have inflation surging. We have, concerningly, a world, as we've discussed many times, running from the dollar. And the reality is gold is protection against this. This is the only universal accepted store of value, and it has been from Roman times up until today. And look at what we're seeing in this climate. Central banks have been buying gold at a record pace for two consecutive years. Looking at the numbers this year so far, we have numbers only for January, which show that central banks bought twice as much gold in January as they did in December of last year. So this unprecedented demand is continuing into this year. Central banks are driving it, individual investors too, but we have to remember central banks own 1/6 of all above ground gold in the world. So further buying is just adding huge support for gold's price, and it hasn't really let up since January of 2021. Gold prices are hitting, this week we hit all-time highs. It went over $2,350, up 13% year to date. But there's, as we've discussed, there's a number of political motivations to de-dollarize. We've talked about weaponization, but what we have to remember is that there is just a rational economic motivation to diversify, and it boils down to one simple fact, and that is that the dollar is no longer a stable store of value, and the reality is it hasn't been for some time, and that is exactly why even our allies are buying gold in this climate. It's for the exact same reason. It is just a smart economic move. Now, we've discussed before, and I'll say for sure, the dollar is still the tallest midget in the room, but every single dollar has an invisible expiration date printed on it, and it is steadily and consistently losing value. And gold is just the opposite, right? That is exactly why central banks around the world are buying it. Individual investors are catching on. It is a store of value in a climate where the dollar is no longer that.
When you talk about store value, you know, early in the week we had CPI, and we keep telling people, when you have debt at this level and you have to refinance about a third of it, inflation is not going to go away. It's getting more structurally embedded into the system. Now, the mainstream business press is coming up with all kinds of different reasons, but we had a terrible print on that. And of course, you've seen the struggles this week in the House to get any kind of control on spending, including doing these supplementals on things like another $60 billion for Ukraine. As long as you have the CPI, is not the central banks buying gold at record rates not simply a vote of lack of confidence in the dollar, but also a real thumbs down and lack of confidence of what I would call the business model of the Biden regime, of Bidenomics, the central beating heart of his administration or his regime has been this thing called Bidenomics, is not the continual Record number of gold going up every couple of days or inter-day highs, coupled with the massive buying of the central banks, is basically a vote of no confidence in the Bidenomics, the Biden regime, and its impact on the purchasing power of the dollar?
The answer is absolutely yes. And the reality is you can't blame nations around the world, right? At the end of the day, this whole thing is dependent on the faith and hope that Uncle Sam are going to pay back every penny with interest. And every new IOU that's issued adds further strain on this faith and hope. And I think if we truly understand that the world operates on the credibility of the U.S. government and individuals out there are not terrified, quite frankly, I envy them. I mean, this administration, every fiscal trend has been in the wrong decision. We're not in the middle of a pandemic anymore. We don't even technically have a recession yet. Yet the White House is running up another $2 trillion deficit. Trust me, these IOUs are going to keep churning Social Security, Medicare, care and feeding of illegal immigrants. And at this point, I think there is very little standing, between our nation and fiscal collapse. The only question now is when it happens. But of course, these massive deficits are creating more strain and less trust in the administration. It's compounding the problem.
When you just said fiscal collapse, let's hit rewind for a second, because coming from you, because you're not a guy who comes in with a hair on fire. Tell me what you mean by that.
Look, the threats are obvious, right? And de-dollarization, I think, is the key. We've amassed an unprecedented amount of debt here in the United States. We're approaching $35 trillion. It is more debt than has ever been held by any nation in history. It is only sustainable, and by the way, barely sustainable in the current climate, because there is still huge demand for our debt. Like I said, as far as currencies go, outside of gold, it's the best option available. As demand continues to wane, the interest payments we pay on that debt shoot up, debt becomes unsustainable, and of course, things collapse. We've said it before, and I'll say it again, this is not a new concept, right? This idea of a nation amassing debt, increasing money supplies, collapsing money, it is how every empire in history essentially has collapsed, from the Roman Empire up until World War II, and collapse means collapse, and we are heading down that same path, hurtling down that same path at the moment.
I know you don't give political advice, but what would you, if you could talk to the people around President Trump, people running his campaign, do you believe that this ought to be more of a central topic to what to how President Trump's exposing what the Biden regime is working on? I understand we're talking about it. It's clearly getting much more coverage, particularly as the Congress can't quite come to grips, the political class can't come to grips with stopping spending. But do we need to really ratchet this up? Because it's so evident that what Biden's doing is being rejected by the world, and it's destroying Bretton Woods. You've seen this radical proposal in this Ukraine bill to actually take the frozen assets of the Russian people, to essentially seize them, convert them into dollars, these treasury bills, convert them into dollars, and to pay the oligarchs. Is what Biden doing so radical that now should be one of the central tenets of President Trump's really argument about why Biden shouldn't come back to office?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. Look, I speak to your listeners. I speak to a lot of people out there. And the two big concerns are obviously what's happening on the border, the crisis on the border, and the economy. And I think that, the Biden administration have made a mistake by gaslighting the American people. We've talked about it before, but they're sort of taking numbers, dressing them up as positives, and trying to ram them down the American people's throat. But the reality is, they focus on things like unemployment numbers, GDP, inflation below its 9% high. But families don't look at abstractions like this. They don't look at unemployment. They ask the question, do we have jobs? They don't care about GDP. They want to know if their paychecks are keeping up with prices. And the reality is, they're not. And what we get from this administration, the people are directed to celebrate because inflation is down, but the cost of living is up 20%, and they get angry. And I think that's why the majority of voters think that the Biden administration is a failure, because Biden's economic policies has failed the vast majority of American families. And I think it's working against them, this administration trying to wrap up our woes and ram them down our throat as positives. The American people are not too stupid, or not that stupid, rather. So I think absolutely this should be a focus for Trump. This and the border are the two big topics today.
We're not a fan of the post-war international rules-based order because we think it's been gamed against the American working class and middle class. But the key of that's Bretton Woods, and to the degree that's provided stability. I just want to comment. We got a couple minutes here before we go to break, and we'll bring you back. But the radical nature of this proposal, remember, MAGA is supposed to be the agents of chaos. They're proposing actually to shatter Bretton Woods, to steal the Russian people's assets, convert it, and give it to their enemies, Ukraine. How radical is this, and what will be the impact on the dollar as the prime reserve currency, sir?
It's very radical. And the reality is I'm not too concerned about Russia or the Russian people. That is not the motivator here. It's a poor decision because, like we've said before, what this does is it tells any nation around the world that doesn't agree with the current administration's perspective on something that all of your assets could become liabilities overnight. This is exactly the reason that nations around the world are looking to de-dollarize and looking for stores of wealth outside of the dollar. And we have to be very careful, right? Currency is driven by supply and demand. We have an administration that is dead set on pushing massive deficit spending packages, which increase the supply of currency, and at the same time motivating nations around the world to start seeking alternatives which kill demand. We know how that ends. We've said it before and I'll say it again. It only ends in one way, and that is significant devaluation of currency. Let's not forget, pound sterling lost 96% of its buying power since Bretton Woods, or all-out collapse of currency. Think Weimar Republic in Germany, and maybe this is where we get saved as the American people with a digital currency. So it's a concerning trajectory, and it's not a path we should be going down at all.
Go to birchgold.com right now, /Bannon. You can sign up. We're launching the fifth installment about the Federal Reserve. The other central banks in the world are buying gold at record rates now for the third year in a row. They're buying it with both hands. Of course, our Federal Reserve, what is it doing? It's printing money to pay for this fiscal irresponsibility of the Biden regime and, quite frankly, Congress. But at the same time, they're obsessed with a central bank digital currency. We lay it all out for you in our fifth installment of this series that Philip and I are very proud of. I think we've worked on this thing for 3 years now. The end of the dollar empire, the fifth installment, is the central bank digital currency, the disaster the Fed's working on. Birchgold.com/Bannon. The other benefit, as we tell you, when we partner with somebody, is you get to talk to the senior people. Go there. You can talk to Philip Patrick. Birchgold.com. Promo code Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick. Short commercial break. Philip's going to join me right after the break. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late.
Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're really proud of the fifth installment. We want to make sure everybody gets it. I'll be breaking it down with Philip in the weeks to come. Philip, you know, I'm very proud of, you know, with Dr. E.J. Antoni and Dr. Dave Brad and Peter Navarro, who unfortunately is in prison, so he can't join us today, put in by the administrative in the deep state, with Scott Bessent, and who's they talk about maybe the next Secretary of Treasury, with Jason Trenner, who people are talking about maybe in the Trump term, the head of the NEC. We bring these experts on and do, I think, a pretty good job in macro. You come on every week and help us out. We got Jim Rickards comes on, and Jim does a great job, too, on the geopolitics of it. And so I think we do, particularly for a working class, middle class audience, to explain international economy, what this fiscal madness is, the monetary madness it is. But one of the things I'm really proud of working with you guys is not just the end of the dollar empire and working with your team and you to put these out, and this one and the central bank digital currency you got to get, but the feedback we get from the audience about working with Birch Gold. So when people go to birchgold.com/Bannon and we get access to Philip Patrick and the entire Birch Gold team, walk people through what that is, the kind of tools and instruments you guys have, and then what they can expect of you guys as a financial advisor.
Look, it's very simple. So, as we've said, and it's so important for you and for us, we share that. It's information. So the first thing when somebody goes to birchgold.com/Bannon, first thing that they're going to get access to is a free information guide. It's completely free, 24 pages, very good information, not only on how to buy gold, but why to buy gold. We can help individuals purchase physical precious metals, so no paper, no leverage assets, physical assets, either within a retirement account or outside. So it starts with a guide and starts with information. From there, for people that want to learn more or apply it to their own personal situation, they're going to have access to precious metal specialists like myself. We're there to hold people's hands, guide them through, answer any questions. Look, what's important, we come on here, we talk macroeconomics, and it can be scary, right? But for us at Birch, we feel that fear clouds good decision-making processes. So for us, the key is to get rid of the fear, make sure people understand why they're buying, how it all works. And from there, I think people can make the right decisions. From that point, we can execute everything. I always tell customers, your job is to focus on your plan, what's comfortable from you, for you. From there, we can manage everything. But education is key, and that's what we really focus on first and foremost.
As you see it, too, and this is not, you're not in the business of predicting prices, but just these forces, the turbulence. You know, we're going to start a trial. Reason we did this today in the coup d'etat is you're going to start trial of the century next week. I keep telling people you have no earthly idea how insane this is going to get. It's going to be a global event. You've got the turbulence of the Bidenomics. You got the geopolitics of it all. You have the invasion of the southern border. So many things. You got Xi right now really focused on the South China Sea and the Straits of Taiwan. As you look out there, a guy's been doing it for most of your professional life. Do you see this abating anytime soon, or you think this is just, we're just in an era of turbulence and people out there just got to say, hey, you got to power through it?
Look, do I see it abating anytime soon? If we get a change in the White House, I think the trajectory will be very different very quickly. Trump's got a very difficult job in front of him. Turning the ship is one thing. It'll be time until we start to see the benefits. But if we get another 4 years of Biden, this is going to continue down the same path. And as I've said before, it will be at the point of no return. But there are so many issues at the moment. And I've said before, it's positive for gold because there isn't one single driver. So under the current administration, I have no hope whatsoever. We need a change in the White House if things are going to change anytime soon.
Birchgold.com, promo code Bannon. You get to Philip Patrick and his team. He just told you what they're prepared to do for you. Immerse you in information and then help you make decisions. Fear not. Remember, the one thing we try to do on the show is give you access to people, give you access to information, access to professionals, and take the fear away. Get rid of the anxiety. Get rid of the fear, whether it's the credit cards, your back taxes, your financial condition. Put away the fear. Put away the anxiety and take action, action, action. Birchgold.com/Bannon. You talk to Philip and the team. You can't do better. Philip, where do people go on social media to find you?
Very simple, at Philip Patrick on Getter. Again, at Philip Patrick on Getter. It's a great platform. I try and put out as much as I can. At Philip Patrick on Getter.
Philip, thank you for taking so much time. Thank the Birch Gold team for being there for the War Room Posse, our audience. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, next week, you did this as a preamble because next week is going to be in every week going forward. But next week in this, regardless what over the weekend, if it gets delayed or what, gets delayed a few days, it gets delayed a week or gets delayed a couple weeks. We are going to go next level now on chaos. It just is, because for the first time in the history of our republic, they're actually going to put a president of the United States on trial, for a criminal trial. And this is going to be a global media event. We're going to cover it wall to wall. I want to thank for the special, the work of Dr. Jerome Corsi, his new book, The Final Analysis and the Assassination of John F. Kennedy. Also, the books and writings of Jeff Shepard about Nixon and the federal judiciary and working hand in glove with DOJ, hand in glove with these congressional staffs going after President Nixon and driving from office. And of course, the great Mike Davis, everything he had to add on President Trump and the current situation. Just absolutely incredible. In fact, you've got that mini film that's coming out next week. I think on Tuesday, we were glad to play some of the clips throughout the week and particularly today. So I want to thank everybody in regards to that. Thank Real America's Voice, our great partner on this channel, the team in Denver that always goes out of the way, takes their own personal time to make this right, my own production staff. Coup d'etat. And I don't say that lightly. We didn't do this program as kind of, let's put our tinfoil hats on. What is the administrative state? What has the deep state done throughout, at least since 1963? I would make the argument it started at Pearl Harbor, maybe even before. But definitely the railhead in modern times and the focus on it has been from 1963. I want to thank everybody associated with this show. All I can tell you, I'll be up on Getter over the weekend. Next week is going to be historic every week, I think, from now to Election Day and then thereafter. So strap in. If you want to save your country, if you want to change the trajectory of the greatest republic in mankind's history, you're at the right place to team up. Action, action, action. It's all about you. You're the drivers of change here. See you Monday morning back here at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time when you will be in the War Room. See you then.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.